there's only one exorcist, and that's Jesus. It's not spiritually well-endowed characters roaming from place to place. Even the apostles themselves, they had to be reminded a number of times that, you know, these things come out with prayer and fasting, specifically with trusting in the one who has the power and asking for the one who has the power, Jesus, to be the one who would remove the influences of Satan and Satan and his demons. And so it's very specifically connected to the presence of Jesus. And that's what's so wonderful about our Lutheran understanding of the Word and the sacraments, even of the liturgy, that Christ is there in our presence, the one who holds all things together, the one who can simply remove Satan with a word, one simple word. And I think we experience these wonderful gifts of God all the time, but we don't recognize the deeper value. Indeed, the deepest value is the forgiveness of our sins. But along with that is all that comes with that forgiveness, freedom from sin, death, and the devil.